Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
Now, Zach is from iSmart Alarm, and I spoke to Zach a couple weeks ago because I'm always looking for new and interesting products, and actually Zach is going to appear exclusively on the Gadget Professor after CES, after we dig out. I've never met Zach.
Nope.
First time we've met.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I've been testing out their product, and I'm going to let him explain it, but it's pretty impressive. And if you have an alarm in your home, we're going to put this right here. Let's move this stuff around. There's our product camera, Zach. And if you have an alarm in your home, and a lot of people do, or a lot of people want to have an alarm in their home, it can get pretty expensive. And if you've noticed, like certain companies that start with the C and end with an X and have a middle letter of O, they're all trying to get into the consumer market because they're already there with TV services and other things, and they will charge you a lot of money, come in, install an alarm, and they may even give you the equipment for free. However, once you get that equipment, you are now on the tab, if you will, for a monthly service fee that is called monitoring, so that if your house is broken into or you have the alarm on and someone makes an intrusion or whatever it is, they're going to call you on the phone and say, hey, there's a break-in or this sensor went off or that sensor went off, and you're paying anywhere from $30 to $50 or more a month forever for that. So here is a product that is going to alleviate all that. You can install it yourself and it works. I'm not going to say any more because I have the expert here.
Well, I think you did a pretty good job of kind of setting me up.
Let's bring this up here. All right.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
So the iSmart Alarm started out, we actually first announced 2 years ago at CES. Within 5 months, we had begun shipping. And since then, we've been shipping our products. We're here showing off new products that we're adding to the system. The iSmart Alarm started as a DIY home security solution with no monthly fees, no contracts, no wiring required. Takes less than 10 minutes to set up. Pretty much anyone with a router can utilize the system. It works for large homes. It works for dorms. It works for pretty much any step of life.
I almost call it almost a portable alarm. I mean, it's so simple to set up. I mean, anybody can set this up, which is what I love. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep stealing your thunder.
No, that's a great example. That's a great example, actually. I have mine set up in my hotel room right now because the only security that you have in a hotel room is that little do not disturb tag.
That's not the security.
Exactly. So I actually have mine set up. I just have it plugged into the internet the room has,
right.
And I have a contact sensor and a motion sensor in there, and it's able to let me know if the maid comes in and is doing something. I didn't set up the cameras or anything
that.
I'm not that terribly concerned.
Right.
But I do like to know if someone's in my room because most of the time I should be the only one there. So that's a really great example. And the system is built to be able to grow with you. My brother was a freshman in college last year. So he had a Cube One and a door and window sensor.
We should actually break this up, but go ahead.
And what he has done since then is he's moved twice. So to an apartment where he got more contact sensors and a camera.
Right.
And now he's in a house with a number of people. And so he's added more contact sensors, motion sensors, and it really kind of has grown with him.
Well, one of the things that I like about this product is you can start off small, and you just add on what you need as you need it, when you need it. You don't have to buy 30 sensors or whatever. Even some of the alarm companies, and a lot of the alarm companies are going to, quote, oversell you gear that goes in your house, sensors where you just don't need them, sensors on the windows or whatever where a motion detector will work just as well. The beauty of this system is that it's easy to set up, and you can grow with it. If you decide you want a sensor here or a sensor there or a camera here, you just purchase that device, and it all adds on to the basic module. Is there any way that we can open this up and take a look at the components for the audience to see?
Yeah, and these are actually some of the new devices that we've got going on right now. These are currently shipping. The one that I'm frantically trying to open with no fingernails is the new iCamera Keep. This is our HD audio as well as motion sensor, free video capture, storage, and download home visibility camera. You're able to use it with the system as a whole for much larger, a broader range of comfort in the home, or you can use it as a standalone device as well. You don't need any of the other pieces. It'll run on both Wi-Fi as well as our radio frequency. You're able to control it. It's 350 degrees left to right, 40 degrees up and down, pan tilt from your app, 78 degree range of motion. You're able to manually or automatically record video, take pictures, store them to the cloud, download them, keep evidence of someone breaking in or your dog doing silly things.
Now, this actually hooks up to a hub.
It does not hardwire to the hub.
Okay.
No, all it needs is power.
Okay.
So from anywhere in the world, as long as you've got cell service, you're able to access this camera, move it, control it.
So you could be here in Vegas, and this could be home on your desk or whatever, and you can tune in and watch that at any point in time that you want, and it will record.
Exactly. Last week I was in Calgary, where it was a balmy negative 20 Celsius,
yep.
And I was able to access my camera, make sure my house was safe while I was gone during the holiday.
Here's what I'm talking about in terms of ease of hooking it up. Obviously, there's two screws here. You just slide that on. They got your mounting plate, okay? And then this is on a swivel. These guys think of everything, okay? Because this camera's going to rotate. It just sits in there, and it's going to do its thing. I mean, that's it. How hard is that to set up? So, again, you have the availability now of purchasing these products, and there's also modular kits that you can buy, like a starter kit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that while I'm trying to peel open this box?
So the starter kit is what we call the preferred package. That's the Cube One, which is the brain of the system, plugs into the router, plugs into the wall for power. We have door and window sensors, motion sensors, as well as home remote controls for individuals to be able to arm, disarm, set off the panic. If they don't want to pull their phone out of their pocket, they're able to still control it from home. Or let's say if a child in the house gets home early in the day or something along those lines, the parents can know they made it home safe. They know that they armed the system, and they know that they're there and protected. This is the...
All right, I'm digging it out. The stuff is well packed. Here we go.
This is the smart switch that is also now shipping. It is... it grants you the ability to control appliances, to make sure that lights are on or off. You can set schedules, so if you're gone for a week, you can make it appear as if you're home. You can also create conditionality within the app, so if the front door opens and the system is disarmed by Susie, turn on the lamp so that no one ever walks into a dark room again, trips over a table or something along those lines.
Now, what's nice about these is you can buy as many of these as you want. And, folks, how hard is it to hook up? You're going to plug that into the outlet. You're going to plug your device into that. Boom, you've got automation. Now,
that's all you need.
All your controls, all your sensors, let's talk a little bit about that. What mm-hmm. type of sensors? We know that we have cameras. We know that we have wall outlets that you can control on and off. What other things are available?
The door and window sensors, basically anything that opens and closes, doors, windows, liquor cabinets, refrigerators, anything that you may want to monitor and manage, you can have throughout your house. You can name them individually so you know exactly what's going on. With those, you'll receive push notification, email, text message, and phone call to your phone if they get opened or closed, if there's an emergency.
Okay, so what I'm going to point out is that when you install these, and again, there's nothing rocket science about putting these devices in. It's as simple as it can be. But the beauty of that is once it's installed, you now have the software app that comes with this. And wherever you are, you have the ability to turn on and off that lamp, wherever it may be, at any time. You also can do what I call macros, that you can set this lamp, if you will, to go on at 6 o'clock and go off at 8 o'clock on Monday. But Tuesday you decide you want it to go on at 4 o'clock and stay on until 12 o'clock, whatever the case may be. You have total control of your home devices from your smartphone, from your tablet, whatever. That's very cool. Now, exactly. On the other side, okay, I'm just making this up. Let's say you have three or four door sensors. You have one or two cameras. The cameras, you just tap into the software. You can watch, you know, you don't have to just have one camera. You can have multiple cameras.
You can have up to eight cameras viewing two at one time with the new app that we're showing off here with the 2.0 that we haven't released yet. You can see them in a multi-view. You can click in on each one. You can expand them. You can scroll. You can look into each room.
So we've established how simple it is to install the units. You can see that. And we've also established that there's a variety of devices that you can choose from to accommodate whatever it is that you need for your home security. Now, one thing that we haven't talked about, we did talk about that I can adjust the lights to go on, the lights to go off, and I can watch the TV monitor, watch what's going on my cameras up to eight. But what we didn't talk about is the alarm service that you would be paying for, but when you use this iSmart alarm product, you're not paying for. So let's say I have my camera on and a light on and off, and someone walks in front of the camera, and I'm here at Vegas, and no one's at my house back in Arizona. What happens?
If someone comes in, your system is armed, you immediately receive a push notification. It opens up. It shows you the video. It shows you the live streaming view, as well as stores pictures automatically. You're able then to address whether it's a dog jumping up on the couch, or you're able to immediately call any one of a number of preset emergency contacts, whether it's your next-door neighbor who, you know, carries a big bat, or, the local sheriff or a friend who lives across the street or something right along those lines. So you can make that call immediately rather than with someone like an ADT where there's going to be a three-minute countdown. At the end of the three-minute countdown, they're going to try and call contact person number one, and if they can't reach them, contact person number two, and then they call the police, and then the police respond as it being an ADT call rather than the
question. Can you automatically have the police called? Can you set it to automatically call the police?
It's actually something that we're working on for this year.
Okay.
One of the big features and benefits of our system is there's really very little in terms of tying your individual information to it. I know security online and offline is a really big deal. And ultimately, what you need to be able to operate the system is just your phone number.
Right.
So your address isn't tied in there. There's no credit card or anything along those lines. Like I said, no monthly fee, no contract. So your identity is never specifically tied to these devices.
I think that's a great security feature. I'll tell you, for the functionality that you get here, this is really something that I think is very worthwhile. Can you give me a feel for what a module would cost, a starter module, and some of the pricing?
Preferred package, which is the Cube One, two contact sensors, two door and window sensors, motion sensor, as well as two remote controls, is $199.
That is so reasonable.
You can add everything else out a la carte for between $25 and $35, depending on what you need and where you need it. The iCamera Keep is $149, and you can add as many of those as you want to the system as well. So it really kind of, everything that we do and everything that we're developing is a building block. One of the big things that we're showing off here at the show is we'll have Z-Wave compatibility as well. So we have expansion capability with the existing systems. Even someone who's been a customer for 2 years, they'll be able to use a small USB to allow the Cube One to speak Z-Wave. So we're going to be launching that very soon with the Z-Stick capability. Individuals that want these Z-Wave devices can add them to their system and really grow to fit their lifestyle. We have water leak detection. We have satellite sirens for 110 decibels you can place throughout the house, with also light strobes and five tones. Wow. Also multi-sensors, which are motion, temperature, light, and humidity.
You have a very diversified product line. It's very, very, very impressive.
And in about 3 months, we've got our smoke alarm coming out as well.
That's great.
So our smoke alarm is going to work. It'll be actually about the same price as those you would find in Lowe's or Home Depot. It operates as a normal smoke detector, smoke alarm, photoelectric sensor. and it will operate within the home, but it will also tell you if there's an emergency. Not everyone.
And it will also notify you.
Exactly. Not everyone is home when there's a
right.
fire. It's electrical or something happened next door
sure.
and it reaches over to your home. If your smoke alarm is going off and you're not there, it's not doing anything. So what ours will do is tell you exactly what's going on, what room it is, what's being affected, and the duration. It'll tell you immediately if it starts sensing things.
That's why they call it iSmart Alarm, because it is an alarm and it is quite intelligent. You could have called it iIntelligent Alarm.
Too many
it's
syllables.
Smarter than smart.
It would have been too big.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. This is a phenomenal operating system, if you will, and you've covered a lot of ground with it. So, folks, if you want to put in your home alarm real quick, just pick up one of these starter kits. Thank you so much. Zach,
thank
I really
you.
Enjoyed
I
seeing
really
you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
My pleasure. Thank you.